Exciting recent news about China. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I certainly wish the country could move on from all the hate speak, political backstabbing, and wrangling over differences instead of working together and coming to agreements. But on the subject of a trade agreement with China, we were cautiously excited when President Trump told reporters back in mid-October,
"We've come to a deal, pretty much subject to getting it written."
And last Tuesday, New Year's Eve, the president tweeted that the deal would be signed at the White House January 15th. Not many specifics made public yet, except that for agricultural products, the deal commits China to make
as much as $80 billion of purchases by China over the next 2 years, on average $40 billion a year.
That's Agriculture Department Chief Economist Rob Johansson. $80 billion sounds like a huge amount, but Johansson says not out of the realm of possibility.
In previous years, China has purchased almost $25 billion from us, so they're committing to purchase that $25 billion plus an additional $15 billion in each of the next 2 years, totaling $80 billion purchases.
Made possible not just by reducing tariffs, but also by China making so-called structural changes in how it deals with U.S. product imports. Those changes not yet made public. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.